off the regular price of all 14-karat gold chains and chain bracelets. With so much Zales 14-karat gold jewelry at 40 to 50% off, you can have twice the fashion.
And now, NEC introduces the Advanced Personal Computer 3
to America. From the world's outstanding jeweler, Zales.
The world's third largest maker of personal computers.
What party?
Oh, we're all dressed up.
Man, we brought the Frito brand king-size corn chips and dip. There has to be a party.
First of all, I don't know you. Second, there is no party. Did you say Frito's king-size?
Yeah, crunchy, tasty Frito's king-size chips and dip.
But if there's no party, we'll just take our chips and go.
Can we take a moment to discuss this?
Yeah. Frito's king-size dip chips, wherever the party is.
Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the CBS radio network. You're at 88 on your AM dial, WCBS, New York.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Wheaties. Crispy, crunchy, tasty wheat. Wheaties.
What the frick? Bill Wilcox is out there with a 5-1 lead in this game 3 of the World Series. Series even, of course, at a victory apiece. Back in 1972, Wilcox sort of elbowed tendon pitching for the Cleveland Indians. And he wound up back in the minor leagues in the Chicago Cubs farm system. Then he went in a trade to the Tigers, and they shipped him to Evansville. And the elbow was built back up. He did it through a series of exercises. But then he started to have problems with his shoulder. And that continues. But here tonight, Sparky Anderson was within one hitter of taking him out of the game last inning. And he'll open it up against Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn, the left-handed batter. First pitch to him is just outside ball one. Gwynn, the best hitter in the National League in 1984, has a hit in this game. And he is 3 out of 7 in the series. Right-handed pitcher Wilcox throws a breaking ball, strike call. It's 1-1.
There's the fence we're talking about.
In this inning.
You do feel like the fence is
still
closer, the crowd
and they're
closer.
In it only because the Tigers have put 10 men out in the first 4 innings.
Should carry and does carry. 1-1.
Next pitch. Swing and a foul.
For instance, the 370 feet away in the left center.
In the second inning, Levin singled with one out with two out. Marty Castillo hit a home run. And then the same inning, Whitaker walked. Trammell doubled to make it 3-0. A walk to Gibson, a single by Parrish on the infield. The base hit one walk to Herndon. Made it 4-0. Then the Tigers get another run in the third on 3 walks and a hit batsman. Gwynn takes it way high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. San Diego got their only run in the third on singles by Wiggins and Gwynn, and an infield out by Steve Garvey. And they have left a half a dozen on base.
Let's see what Wilcox can do.
2-2 the count to Tony Gwynn.
2-2.
Wilcox brings it all. Swing and a foul back here, and it's still 2-2.
Once again, his batting coach, Deacon Jones, as we look at Bill Garvey on deck, says about Quinn, he's not afraid to hit with 2 strikes, and he can put the ball in play. He says when he does strike out, he really is almost ashamed that he strikes out, almost sneaks back to the bench.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on an off-speed pitch. Quinn is tough to strike out. And there is one out, and Garvey will bat with the bases empty.
There you see the rotation.
Steve Garvey has struck out, reached on a fielder's choice, and driven in the only San Diego run. He is 1-for-9 in the World Series.
And here is Steve Garvey, struck out. Hit into a fours play.
They play him to hit to the opposite field. Strike call. Wilcox.
Might have been the biggest single at bat for the Padres so far. Trying to get back in the game.
Wilcox really humps around out there on the mound.
They had first and third and nobody out.
Before he pitches and then bounces up and down after throwing the pitch. The pitch swung on, hit to first, backhanded by the first baseman over to Wilcox for the out. Wilcox takes care of Garvey.
The pitch is
with the help of Darrell Evans. And we may have a side set down in order for the first time this evening. That depends on what Greg Nettles does. And Wilcox is in a spot to challenge him with the Tigers leading 5-1.
It's the first time that Nettles has been up without a runner on base. Last time he fouled the catcher, and back at the first inning they pitched around Gray.
And here is Greg Nettles.
He's only had four official at bats in the World Series.
It's 5-1 Detroit, top of the fifth.
First one to him is low, 1-1. He asks the umpire to check it over. Bruce Fleming sends a new one into play.
Wilcox trying to retire the side
playing
in order
Nettles
for
to
the first
ball.
Time.
Indication of a veteran player like Nettles.
Leading 5-1
in the fifth. Spinning,
Milton,
it looked
as
back,
you see, wearing the
and it was
undershirt.
Definitely dirtier than the one that Tommy just put in play. He wants a curveball pitcher with a shiny ball. Something that he has more difficulty spinning than one that has got perhaps a nick on it someplace or anything that would help him with the rotation.
Sometimes the ball gets a little pine tar on it or something for a player's glove. Sometimes not accidentally either. Two balls, no strikes to count. Nettles swings, pops it up, foul. There is a play. Ball to the third baseman, Castillo, and down go the Padres. One, two, three. Nettles fouls out. That's the first time either side has gone down in order. After 4.5 innings of play, it is the Tigers 5 and the Padres 1. We'll be back in just a moment.
Black tie from Zella. More than just another tuxedo.